Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We are so glad to be in the service once again. Service of the Lord. God is so good and his mercies endure forever and ever. He is so wonderful. And I'm thanking God for each and every one who's here this morning, those who will come later, those who may be here in the future. And we're grateful for everyone who has taken time to just give God praise, honor, and glory, because he is a worthy God. He's a perfect God. And in all of our ways, we shall acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Today is Tuesday. It is the third day of the third month of the 220th year of God's reign. So this is 2020, March the 3rd, and we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend who is closer than our brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And we're just so thankful for God and all that he is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. So this morning, I just want to sing this song. This is such a lovely song that I sing from time to time. It's been a while since I sang it, but we're going to sing it this morning. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Father, we thank you so much for your power. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you're awesome, oh God, that you're perfect, Lord. Father, in all of our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. There's nothing better than knowing you, Father. And we thank you that you are sovereign. You have no respect of person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. We thank you, Lord, today, because without you, we are nothing. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail. And Lord, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you for the blood he shed on Calvary, so that we could be free from sin, death, hell, and destruction. We thank you, Jesus, because of the stripes you bore on your back. My God, those 39 stripes, because of those stripes, we are healed. Oh, my Jesus, we thank you for just giving us your kindness and even calling us friend. And you're the good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice. And the stranger, we will not follow. So we follow after holiness and righteousness so that we can have that peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And speaking of the Holy Ghost, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that you gave us. You sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and we know it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us this morning. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us, teach us, help us to know your way, O Father. Oh, my God, we don't know what prayer to offer many times as we should, but the Holy Ghost goes and pleads on our behalf with moanings and groanings that are too deep for utterance. So we thank you for that Holy Ghost this morning. Yes, Lord Jesus, we know, Father, today that it is the anointing that destroys the yokes and the bondages. So we decree and declare that the yokes and bondages are being destroyed this morning in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we are forgiven. And Lord, if there's anyone here who has an ought against any person, We pray, Father, today that we will go get it straight, then and come and present our gifts to you, Lord, because we don't want our prayers to be hindered because of something that we have against somebody. So we thank you, Lord, today that you have forgiven us, and we forgive those, oh God, who are out there, those who we may have in some kind of altercation with. We thank you, Lord, today that you give us the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, and you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Oh, my God, we just thank you so much for each and every person who's here and all of our families, oh God, each one name by name, that you take care of our families, oh God. We thank you that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. No matter what they're doing right now, Lord, we're believing in the future that they will look so much better because they will begin to serve you, God. They will submit to your authority, oh God. It doesn't matter what they're doing, oh God, where they're going and what they're thinking right now. But we believe, oh God, that by the wooing of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that they will be drawn to you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the souls that are coming into the kingdom, oh God. We just believe, oh God, that many, oh God, will come before it's too late, Lord. And we are praising your name in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, I say thank you, oh God, for what you're doing even in Manasseh's life, oh God. I thank you for your protection for him as he's over there in Australia, oh God, and traveling in different places, oh God, going to Fiji and then coming back, Lord. And you're giving him opportunities, oh God, to use his talent, oh God. I thank you, Father, today that you cover him and keep his mind on you, oh God, because there are different things out there, oh God, that would like to trap him as he does, as the devil does other people, oh God, who are young, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, today for your grace and your mercy this morning, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for all youth, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord, the youth of our families, oh God, those who are between 0 and 25 years old, oh God. We just pray, God, today that you bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, draw them more to you, oh God. And, Lord, even those that are above 25, we pray for them also, Lord. We don't want to leave anybody out, oh God, because many, oh God, need you today, oh God. And we're believing, Father, that you're joining to yourself, oh God, those who have been resistant to you, God, those who are even in a backslidden stage, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that you will draw them back to you, God, and they say, well, heed the call, Lord. We know that you're drawing them, oh God, but they need to heed your call, Lord. So we're believing, oh God, that their hearts will be tender towards you, that you're taking away the stony heart and giving heart to flesh today, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, today that the darkness is being removed from their eyes, oh God, that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord, we just thank you so much for the spirit of salvation, oh, God, this morning, oh, God, and we bind up the spirit of the Antichrist right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards who are coming to you, God, that they will no longer cast those spells, oh, God. We know that that kind of thing that they do, oh, God, is real, God. We would not be ignorant of Satan's devices, oh, God. You said my people perish for lack of knowledge, but we know, Father, today that you are the most powerful in the world, oh, God, and we know, Father, today that with you, oh, God, we can do all things, oh, God, all things in you, oh, God. We just praise you, Lord, this morning for your strength. Strength, and you are our song, and you are become our salvation, and we know, Father, today that you're bringing those, oh, God, who have just been out there struggling, running around, those who are maybe even in the body of Christ, Lord, who are feeling weak in their witness, oh, God. We just pray for their strength right now, God. We pray for the strength of the Lord to just consume them right now so that they will remain faithful to you, oh, God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're just so grateful to be here this morning. I tell you, I'm just full of joy this morning, and most of my life I've just been full of joy, and I just thank God for that, and that because I'm full of joy, I can spread the joy around to different people as I meet them, so I'm just glad for that, that God has given me, that I can spread that around. So right now, we're going to go ahead and go into the Word, and basically, we're going to be talking about the peace of God, and it surrounds that scripture of the week of thinking on those things that are lovely, good, and pure. We're going to go into the book of Philippians, so I encourage you to get your pen and pencil, get your Bible, or if you are looking online at the scripture, just, you know, read the scriptures with us, and then, you know, later on you can go back, as I do when the scriptures are given here on the prayer line and even in the church. I write those things down and then go back and read them when I have the time. So here's the book of Philippians chapter 4, And I'm going to start with verse number 4 and go down to verse number 9. So that will include our scripture of the week and the scripture that we will be using for our fast. In fact, you can use this whole thing for your fast. You can read the whole book of Philippians if you like. Just, you know, do what you can as you're fasting to study more, to sup of God, sup of the word more. When you're not taking food into your body, you take the word of God, the bread of life, into your body. So this morning, the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving." And I put emphasis on with thanksgiving. "Let your request be made known unto God." Verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." Verse 9 says, "Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you." So I'm just thanking God because, you know, as we think on the wonderful things of God, as we have the peace of God in our hearts and minds, we will be in peace. And so this morning, there are two things we want to consider as we think on the things of God. In verse number 7, the peace of God, and in verse number 9, the God of peace. The peace of God and the God of peace. God wants all of us to have peace no matter what. No matter where we go, no matter what we're doing, we need to be at peace. Yes, there are things in our lives that may interrupt that peace just for a moment. But when you think on the things of God, when you look to the hills from whence cometh your help, you have to have peace because Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace. So the most longed for commodity in our world is the commodity of peace. In our world, we continue to have wars and rumors of wars. There's chaos all around. There's chaos in our government, chaos in our schools, in our churches, in our neighborhoods. We have sent troops to numerous of wars, you know, throughout time. There have been numerous wars that we have sent troops to, and even now we have troops in various places that are fighting wars or trying to keep the peace. And we know that the rumors of wars will continue all over the world. We have wars that are fought on the streets of America every day, and there are wars that are going on within the homes. And so we know that God himself can give peace, but people have to want peace, truly want peace. There are people who just have these things within their hearts that are just not going to allow them to have peace. There are people who have demonic spirits in them who need to be delivered from those demons that are in them. There are things that have been passed down through generations that will keep people from having peace. There are families who just have a spirit of chaos all the time. Whenever they get together, there's chaos. There's meanness that is exhibited one to another. But God wants the families to have peace. But if they don't have Jesus, they can't really have the true peace that we experience as people of God. In the book of Jeremiah 6 and 14, the prophet Jeremiah says that the people cry, "Peace, peace," when there is no peace. They're crying that, but there's no peace. You know, we're speaking across the land, and, you know, different times when different things happen, like when somebody goes in and shoots up a school or something chaotic happens across this nation, then there's a call for peace. There's a call for people to quiet themselves, but that peace is not there unless they have Jesus Christ, unless they have the Spirit of God within them. And so we might be thinking, so what? It's not going to be peace, but we can pray. We can, within ourselves, exhibit peace. We can, with the love of God, help somebody have peace because of the love of God that is within us. And so let us get a bit more personal. We're going to forget about the external conflicts of the globe. if we were isolated from all that, many of us here this morning would still have a problem of peace of mind and peace within our hearts. There are people who are in the body of Christ who don't have the peace that we truly need from God and that we truly can have from God. So we have to seek our Lord to help us to have that peace. Our world has moved from being a psychiatric society to being a suicidal society. There are so many people who are out there that are checking themselves into mental institutions, and many of them are checking themselves out of this world because they don't want to live anymore because of the lack of peace. There are people who are even in the body of Christ who have suicidal thoughts, and I've had conversations with different ones who are in the body of Christ who have had suicidal thoughts, and I thank God for the young lady that I was able to talk to last year. She was on the verge. She was sitting outside the church on the ground, and just the Lord just led me to talk to her, and I took her to have something to eat, and we began to talk, and she was going to commit suicide. She had planned to commit suicide that day. But I thank the Lord that I was able to share with her that God loved her and, you know, just have a conversation and listen to what was going on in her life. And the Lord has kept her. She's still here in the world today. So we have to reach out sometimes and help others to know that they can have the peace of God in this world that we live in. We know that the Bible does address the subject of peace. As far as world peace is concerned, we can offer you very little hope. There will be some temporary lulls in the chaos. But, you know, as far as the world is concerned, we don't know that there will ever be true, full peace everywhere. Years ago, we were rejoicing in the tearing down of the Berlin Wall, the breaking up of the Soviet Union, and the collapse of the Russian communism. And nowadays, we're seeing the workings of a wall being built instead of being torn down because there's lack of peace in people's hearts. There will be no lasting peace in this world until the coming of the Prince of Peace, who is Jesus Christ, to establish his reign of righteousness and peace upon the earth. The question is, what about peace of heart and peace of mind while we live in the world of turmoil and continual distress? God has provided his perfect peace, a peace that goes beyond human understanding. There are times when we as a people of God, we may be going through some things. And for example, I want to give this example because it just touches my heart when I see the people of God don't really grab a hold of the word of God and live the word of God. When I lived here the first time, when I first moved here to the Atlanta area, I was working downtown, and there were three ladies that would get together. Myself and two other ladies would get together in the morning before we went to our jobs, and we would pray with each other. And so after about a year that I was working on this job, they gave us notice. They gave us a 30-day notice that everybody would be out of a job because they were closing the office down. So, you know, they told us that anytime we needed to go and interview or whatever, we could just do that and not be penalized or anything like that. So, you know, in the meantime, it was like in my mind and in my heart, I know, God, you have something better for me. And I was just, you know, going along, doing what I do and praising God regardless. So one day, one of the sisters who we prayed with all the time, she called me. She said, "Darlene," she said, "I want to come down and talk to you." And I said, "Okay." So she came down. We had a conversation. She said, "Darlene," she said, "you're getting ready to be laid off, but you don't seem to be concerned about it. You don't seem," in other words, she thought I should be in a tizzy. She thought I should be depressed or down and out or whatever. But I told her, I trust God. I trust my God to take care of all my needs. And I know that he will provide for me. He will provide another job at the appropriate time. So, in the meantime, I'm looking for a job, you know, whenever I have a chance. And before the 30 days was up, God did bless me with another job. And in fact, I ended my job on a Friday. I started the other one on a Saturday because they wanted to train me. But the whole point of what I'm sharing right now is that we as a people of God, we have to trust God and not be full of depression or feeling down and out when things are not going the way we think they should go. When you get a layoff notice, don't be getting depressed. It's just thank God. Trust him. Dance, shout, whatever. Give God praise because you believe that he's going to bless you with something better. And in fact, that job that I got, the new job that I got, paid more money. It was further out. I had to drive farther, but it was a good job, and I thank God for that. And so we have to have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. People may not understand why you are at peace when your child may be out doing crazy things, when your husband or wife may be acting up, when you still have the peace of God, when you don't have the finances that you need, when your body is acting up. You still have the peace of God. You begin to shout and dance and be joyful before the Lord because you have the peace that God is working the things out that you need worked out in your life. God knows everything. And these things that we go through are a test to see if we're going to really exercise our faith the way we say that we have the faith in God. We have to, you know, when we say we have faith, we have to truly, you know, go through something so that we will show God, yes, I truly believe what you have said in your word. I truly believe that you will bring me out. I truly believe that you have something better for me. That's when you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. People may not understand, even people in the body of Christ may not understand it, when you may be going through something and you still have peace, you have joy. In fact, I remember when I was working in Jacksonville, I mean, just speaking of the joy, one of the guys in the office, he told me, he said, I don't understand why you just are just so full of joy all the time. I was like, okay, well, that's because I know God and I know who my God is and I know what he can do. And I'm trusting in him for whatever I need. And so that's the way we have to be. We have to have that peace of God. Think on the things of God. Think on what God has spoken in his word. And when you think on those things that God has spoken in his word, we don't have time to be down and out and depressed. The peace of the world cannot be experienced or comprehended at this point and time because there are people out there who don't know God. There are people who serve the devil. There are people who serve other kinds of gods that don't have any voice or can't hear, can't do anything. And so there cannot be peace in the world that we live in. True peace is what we desire, but we have to start with ourselves and have that peace of God that surpasses all understanding. We get the peace of God by making peace with God, which means we turn from our sins and receive Christ as Savior and Lord of our lives. You know, many of us have come in and we've asked God to come into our hearts and we've asked for forgiveness. And so that's a part of how we have the peace of God, when we turn from those sinful things and when we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we have peace, through him. He's the Prince of Peace, and through him we have peace. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You cast your cares upon Jesus. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. He's there for you to give you that peace, to help you to have the peace of God in your life. Matthew 11 and 28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He gives you the rest that you desire. Come unto him. You have to go to the Lord. Give your burdens to the Lord. Cast your cares upon him, and you will have the peace. But the peace of God, which is provided for us in Jesus Christ, must be continually applied to our own personal needs. That is what the book of Philippians talks to us about. In the Bible, the peace of God is given to us in three different pictures. The first one is as a legacy. John 14, verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. That's a part of the legacy. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so we believe that Jesus Christ himself has left his peace with us, as he left his peace with his other disciples. We are his disciples too. We have been included in the will of the Prince of Peace. We are in his will when we have peace. That is his will for us, is to be at peace. And when he made this promise, Jesus made sure we understood that it was not a worldly type of peace, a shallow concept of peace, or an artificial kind of peace he was leaving us. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. His peace is what he's given it to us, not the peace of the world. It's his peace that makes that difference in our lives. Amen? So it is a peace which passes all understanding, and that kind of peace cannot be bought with any amount of money. It is God's free gift to you, but it comes only through Jesus Christ. It's given to us through Jesus Christ. And it is as a fruit. Galatians 5 and 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. It's a fruit. So when we understand what God says in his word, then we can move on and we can have that peace. The result of our union with Christ is God's peace that passes all understanding. And then the third thing is, it's a protection. Philippians 4 and 7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It will keep your heart. It will keep your mind. It will protect you from those things that will try to enter in and cause you chaos or cause you turmoil in your mind. It is our protection through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. We have to keep that in mind. Peace is pictured here as standing guard over our hearts and our minds to prevent the confusion of world philosophies from bringing turmoil to our minds or our hearts. There are things that people put out there that they're trying to win us over to their way of thinking that has nothing to do with God. The worldly philosophies are contrary many times to God's word. And so we have to remember that our hearts and minds are guarded through Jesus Christ. God's peace stands guard to protect us from the outward conflicts of the world. There are so many conflicts in the world, and he protects us from that through Jesus Christ. Because we have sin, we'd rather have God's peace, which passeth all understanding, than to have any of the honors, the attractions, or pleasures offered by this world. We'd rather have peace. I do. I'd rather have peace than to have chaos in my world. I'd rather have peace in my home rather than have chaos in my home. I'd rather have peace in the church than to have chaos in the church. Wherever I go, I want to have peace. I've never really in my entire life really liked any kind of conflict. I try to have peace. He says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, we have to consciously trust the Lord, consciously keep our eyes on him, think on the things of God, and know that God will keep us in peace. Our prayer should be, God, let your peace guard my heart and keep me from the confusion that will come if I invite into my mind or into my heart the offerings of this world, those things that the world will offer us. Don't let those things enter into your mind to cause chaos and cause you to be confused and cause you to be depressed and cause you to feel downtrodden. We don't want to allow the world to penetrate our minds in such a way that our minds become contrary to the will of God. God said he put Jesus Christ there to help guard our minds and our hearts. And so the God of peace is working in the life of the believer. And he does that to fulfill his purpose in the believer's life. He wants us to believe what he has intended, what we were intended to be. And in the process, to seal eternal peace in the believer's heart. What the God of peace will do in our lives is to keep our minds healthy. That's in Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9. We will have to cooperate with God. But if we will submit our mind to him, the peace of God, the God of peace, will give us peace of mind. The God of peace will give us peace of mind. The first battlefield for every person's soul is the mind. You know, the word even speaks of as the mind, as a man thinketh, so is he. So that's in the mind. As a man thinketh, so is he. So the mind is what determines how you're going to behave and how you're going to react to things. And so Satan is constantly attacking the mind, and he's an expert at getting our thinking distorted. But we have to resist the devil. The word says resist the devil and he must flee. You have to speak to him like he's a person many times and tell him to get thee behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And tell him, Satan, you're under my feet. Put him under your feet. Stomp on his head. Do what you need to do. And we know that Satan himself went to Eve and he said to her, God, has God said this? Yes, he was using the word of God, and he can use that sometimes as he did with Jesus. He used the word of God on Jesus, but Jesus rebuked him and rebutted him each time. And I would imagine that even as Satan was talking to Eve, she might have been thinking, maybe God doesn't know what is best for me or doesn't want what is best for me. You know how the devil will plant a seed in your mind and then he will have you thinking all kinds of crazy, foolish things. But when you think on the things of God, then you will be in the right place in your heart and your mind and in your spirit. When Satan has put before us so many things that are ugly, many things that are impure, perverse, immoral, things that are worldly and wicked in order to capture our minds for his own purpose, the Bible says in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And when you're thinking about things that are true, I think about things that are true based on the word of God. We have to always come back to the word of God, come back to the Bible. Whatsoever things are honest, these things that are in our hearts, are they honestly lining up with the word of God? Whatsoever things are just, is it just based on the word of God? Is this a just report? Is this true? Whatsoever things are pure, God is pure himself, and we must be pure too. Whatever things are pure, you know, we have to think on these things. Whatever things are lovely, my God, think on lovely things. You know, when you think it in your mind, the enemy will bring something to you because somebody may have said something to you that had you in a tizzy, had you upset. Think on lovely things. Get that out of your mind. Say, Lord, I thank you that you give me peace right now. I thank you, Lord, today that even with this sister or this brother who did something to me, I'm going to bless them. You know, we have to bless those who curse us and heap coals on top of their heads when they despitefully use us. And let me give an example right here. And, you know, when just going through life, there are so many different things that you see God has done. And you've probably heard this before. When I was working in the Jacksonville office, how one of my managers came to, well, we were having this conversation about some things he was doing, which was not lined up with what was protocol in the office. And I challenged him on it. And he told me, basically, if you don't like it, there's the door. In other words, you can leave the office and you don't need to come back to work. And it's like, boy, that just really, you know, got me a little ruffled a bit. But what I did, I called my mom and dad. We had a prayer about it. And, you know, during the course of the time, he's my manager, so I'm not going to be, you know, acting all crazy with him. So I just continued to just do what I was supposed to do and was kind and was loving. I prayed for him, and God blessed this man where he got a job in another state. God didn't let me leave the office. He let him leave the office. And so we have to know that God will give you peace. And if you do what God says to do, if you follow God's word and think on lovely things and say, Lord, bless this man, bless this woman, bless this person who is doing despiteful things towards me. Don't have ugly things in your heart. Don't have ugly things in your mind. He says, whatsoever things are lovely, think lovely things towards somebody. Bless them that curse you. Speak the word of God over yourself and say, Lord, you give me peace in spite of what is going on right now. Let the love of God in you be exhibited at all times, because there are things that will come, those things that will, the devil himself, yes, he will play with your mind sometimes and tell you things like, well, you know what, you've been coming to church all the time, don't seem like nothing's happening like you want it to, or you keep going through these trials and things keep coming up in your life. Why don't you just go on and just give up? You don't need to go to church anymore. The devil will do that. He will tell you something that is so unreal and so untrue. And we have to think on those lovely things. What's a good report? The good is that the Lord said he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will be there always until the ends of the world, to the ends of time. And so we have to keep those things in our hearts and minds that will help us to be strengthened, those things that will help us to go on in the Lord and not get depressed and downtrodden. We will have the peace of God no matter what. So if we will let him, the God of peace, will give us a healthy mind and out of the confusion, out of the depression and perversion that characterizes many lives today, our mind can be healthy and filled with peace. How many of you out there want to continue to have peace? I can't hear you. I can't see you, but I'm just asking that question. How many of us want to have the peace of God at all times? How many of us can say that we truly have the peace of God even now? He will strengthen us for whatever he asks us to do. Whatever task that is put in front of us, the Lord will give us the strength to be able to do that. In the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He's going to give you the strength. He will give you the unction to do what you need to do. And just thinking that he is saying that you can do all things through Christ, Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and so he's giving you the peace even when it seems so hard that you would, God may put you in a position, stay on your job. And many times I talk about the job because many people work and there are different issues that happen on the job, because when you're on a job, there are lots of people there depending on the size of your office, and there are different personalities, and people come in sometimes, it's really not, they're really not having anything against you because they had a bad issue before they left the house. They're just taking it out on everybody that they come across. And so they will come to the office and you may get the brunt of whatever they're going through. But in the meantime, because you have the peace of God on you, you can show them love and maybe say something kind to them and help turn the whole situation around. And, you know, even when like somebody, I was thinking the other day, there was a vision that I saw where this one lady was getting ready to say something mean to me, and I just said something kind. It was like, God, I said, you know, you just give us kind words to say to somebody when they may be going through something. And it would just instantly, many times it would instantly just turn their hearts to, in fact, the word tells us that a kind word turneth away wrath. I'm not saying it exactly the way the word says it, but when you say something kind, A soft answer turneth away wrath. Rather than using vinegar on somebody, using vinegar is not good. It doesn't taste good. But honey is much better. So use honey when you're speaking to somebody, so that you can keep the peace, or you can plant some peaceful words into somebody's heart. Because there's somebody that you may be meeting on your job that may be just going through something, and they may be on the brink of suicide. They may be on the brink of just coming to the office and doing some crazy stuff like we see in the news. I mean, you see people coming in, shooting up folks in the office, and we just thank God that we can use what he speaks in his word. Wonderful peace of God through Christ Jesus. The wonderful peace will come to our hearts if we believe this verse. Think on the good things as outlined in Philippians 4 and 8 and stand on this promise. Verse 8, once again, I want to read that. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So think on these things that the Lord has put before us. God doesn't just give us his word just to say we read his word, but we want to live the word of God. We want to put it out there in the atmosphere. We want to use it for God's glory. We know that many times we seem to have many excuses that we try to offer up to God for why we cannot serve him. But Paul reminds us of how God has empowered us to do whatever he has called us to do. This verse here, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me, is so important. We can walk with confidence and we can walk with certainty in this world, ready to face whatever comes our way. And we can do it with the spirit of peace as we think on the things of God. The promise is that Christ strengthens us for whatever we face. We must always depend on him and keep trusting in his power. Trust in the power of Jesus Christ. But when we do that, excuse me, we know that we can meet any trial, anything head on. Any problem that comes, any challenge or any opportunity that may be put in our path. And we can say with confidence what the Bible says in Philippians 4 and 13. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And God will supply all of our needs. And so we thank God today because we know that we will have the peace of God. We will go through life just thinking of the things that God has spoken in his word. And there's so much more in the word of God that we need to think on. We have to think about how he delivered many of his prophets of old. He delivered those who were in jail. He helped Noah when the storm came, when the rain came. He delivered him and his family. God had made a promise to him. And so he has promised us through his word that we can have the peace of God. Philippians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And so Jesus Christ continues to be put out there. We continue to see that he's the one that we have to depend on. He's the one who we can share the gospel about. We can tell others about him. We have strength within us to do whatever we are asked to do because of the strength Christ gives us. God is going to bring us to whatever we need. He's going to bring to us whatever we need. To know we have strength within us for whatever we face and to know that God is going to supply all of our needs, all of our external needs, brings peace. Just knowing that God is there, just knowing when you lay down at night and you go to sleep that God is protecting you, even though there are people out there who will sometimes break into people's homes while they're sleeping. We're believing that we can lay down in peace and know that God will protect our homes. He has angels around us. In fact, you can pray and ask the Lord to keep those angels around your home and while you're sleeping in the image of death and God is protecting you. You can go to sleep at night with peace when there's chaos all around. Some of our neighborhoods, there's so much going on in our neighborhood. Somebody ran into somebody's house one day and damage the house, and you don't know somebody could be shooting and shooting to your house or somebody's house, but the Lord is our protection, and he gives us peace, and we're not going to be, you know, afraid to run down the street. Mind you, we're going to be, he said, to watch as well as pray, so when you're out and you're about, you have to be aware of your surroundings, but you don't want to be fearful where you can't go anywhere. You're afraid to go outside because things may be out there, bumblebee. In fact, we had a lady call one time. We were in Jacksonville. We had this prayer line and on the radio, and somebody called in, and she said she was afraid to go outside because of the bees and the different insects that were out there. She was afraid of them, and so the Lord doesn't want us to be that way. He wants us to trust in him in all the things that we're doing because he's the one and only wise God. He's the one who keeps us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on him. So we're glad today that God has given us the peace this morning. We are glad that we can walk in the victory because we have strength through him. He's given us the strength to face whatever comes to us. And through Jesus Christ, the peace of God will be with you, and you will experience the peace of God as well as experience the supply of all that you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so the question today is, do you know Jesus Christ today? All of us, you know, many of us have come to Jesus Christ, and some of us may know him intimately, some of us may not know him intimately, but we want to have the peace of God in our hearts and in our minds, and we want to truly put our faith and trust in him. Have we, as a body of Christ, personally placed our trust in his finished work on Calvary, on the cross? Do we long for the peace of God? Do we live for Jesus Christ today? Christians, are you at peace with God? That is the question. Are you truly at peace with God? So we thank the Lord this morning for all that he's done. We thank God for this word. We pray that this word has been a blessing to you and that you will go forward and think on the things of God and have the peace of God every day, all day long, no matter what. So, Lord, I thank you so much for this word. Thank you, Lord, today that your word shall be hidden in our hearts, that we will not sin against you, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that your words are pleasant as a honeycomb and sweet to the soul and help to the bones, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, today that your word says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, Lord, we seek your word, we seek your face, we seek your truth, O God, and we would think on the things of God so that we would have peace, Lord, no matter where we go. We sup of your word, God, and we invite Jesus to
coming and sup with us today. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray that each and every one of us, oh God, will go in this spirit of just love and peace and joy each and every day, Lord, that we will spread the love of Jesus Christ. We know that you love us enough to send your son, Jesus Christ, to us. And as he came to us, we know that we have the peace of God even now. So we thank you, Jesus, that you have given us peace this morning that surpasses all understanding, and you will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee. It's in the name of Jesus I thank you. I praise you, God. I pray that this word is sealed with the blood and that we walk in your favor and we walk in faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So this morning, I'm just going to give space. We have a little bit of time to see if there's something that you gleaned from this word today or something wonderful that will happen. Are you believing God to help you to do as you go through life thinking on him? Amen. Okay, the lines are open. Okay, well, let's just all come in. We're going to just give God some praise this morning. Let's just lift our voices to the King and praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless your name, God.
Amen.
We glorify your name, Father, because you are great, God. And greatly to be praised, Lord. It's from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. We bless your holy and righteous name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the name
glory to your name,
God.
My God, my God.
Just bless
we just
Lord,
pray
God.
You this morning, God,
we
because you're
Lord,
perfect,
God.
Lord. In all of our ways,
Lord,
we thank you, Father.
In the name of
Jesus,
Lord, God.
Of God. My
we
Jesus,
thank you,
my
Father.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. We just say thank
name,
you, Lord,
God.
Today
you
for your
the
truth
ultimate
and your
God.
Kind and your wonderful God.
Jesus,
we praise you this morning, God. Lord, you keep us in perfect
peace. By your Spirit, Lord God. By your power, Lord
God. God,
God. In the name of
glory
Lord.
To the Lamb, oh God. Glory to
that
the name,
name
Lord
of
Jesus,
Jesus, Lord God. That name that is above
yes,
everything,
Lord,
God.
Jesus.
We worship you, God. We praise
you,
Lord
name,
God.
God. For your
rise
name
up to the door now of the Savior, Lord God. Your
Lord.
Name is to be praised.
My God, my God. My Jesus,
thank
my
you,
Jesus,
Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. You are the Alpha. The Omega.
Hallelujah. My God, my God.
So
thank you, Lord,
at the last, Lord, Lord God.
Love of
God,
God in our hearts,
you,
Lord,
God.
That as we go out, Lord,
thank
that we would
you,
share
Lord,
your love, Lord.
What you're doing,
we
Lord,
God,
right
God.
Now, in the name of Jesus. So we praise you,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord,
Lord God.
Glory,
there's none like
Lord,
you, Lord God. Searched all over, looked all over, Lord God. Couldn't find no one,
Jesus.
I got
to
see you, Sunday,
God.
No one that was greater than you, Lord God.
In
the name
of
Jesus, Lord God.
Lord, when
hallelujah,
the world
Lord God,
chaotic,
we thank
oh God,
you.
Peace,
in the name of Jesus,
when our neighborhoods are chaotic, Lord, we have peace, God.
So we
hallelujah.
Bless your name,
we praise your name this morning.
King
to
worship
you,
Lord God.
We
thank
yes,
you,
Lord
God.
Jesus, my God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the riches of it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You are and is and is to come, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to praise you, Lord God. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord God. Display of the power of God, the workmanship. Of your power, God, in the most difficult place, Lord God. God, we praise you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Hallelujah. God, we praise you, Lord God, because you bring it to pass, oh Lord God. You've spoken that word, so, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. You're the God that's awesome, oh Lord God. You're Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. You're our provider, God. So we worship you and we praise you, Lord God. For every remembrance of your holiness, God. Abel shall tell that God, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We just came to give you the praise, oh Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for you are the God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
We also pray your counsel, God. We thank you, God. And we praise you, Lord God. You're the God that divided the Red Sea, oh Lord
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
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 You're the God of
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah,
God. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness, oh Lord God. Your awesomeness and your power, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, that name that's above all names, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you,
thank
Lord
you,
God. For your display of your power, Lord God. The awesomeness,
you, Lord.
Lord God. The heavens declare your glory, God. Sweet
thank
worship,
you, Lord
God. I want to praise you, God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. We bless you. God. For the richness of hallelujah, Lord God, of your word, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the Spirit of God, I can't even see that. The Son of God, able, she that I can't even see that. God, it's best. All understand. So we come to praise you, Lord God. We come to worship you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your awesome power on display, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Lord, we'll call you, I see able, your Son, oh God. You're the only one, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the miracles that I can see that you work so great. So we worship you. God, we just praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for the richness of your spirit. Oh, Lord God, yes, God. We praise you, Lord God. You're the God that divided the Red Sea, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. You're the God that I can see, God. So we praise you, Lord God, for your work in the Lord God, yes, God. In Jesus' mighty name, God. Thank you, Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God. As you carry us, God, through this day by your spirit and by your power.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. We thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you for the word this morning. We thank you for the word this morning. Pastor, the poem was on mute. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for the teaching. It was very rich. I gleaned from it. I just changed the whole perspective about praying this morning and about the fellowship and about how not letting people discourage you. Hallelujah to God. And, I begin to talk things and begin to speak into your mind. It was a very rich message, a very scripture filled speech today. Hallelujah to God. You're praying and you're teaching today. It was done, hallelujah, with wisdom and clarity, hallelujah to God. It was what I was needed because a lot of things came up against me, hallelujah to God, because I had to get rid of the truck that sent it back, hallelujah to God, and I keep coming back to trying to get you to see if you had done something wrong. But then when you had spoke about the job that you had, and it went through that, your faith wasn't shaken, hallelujah to God, because you knew that God had better, hallelujah. And because you had stood on his word, hallelujah to God. And other people watched, hallelujah. As others come in and tune to this prayer deliverance ministry. Others come to see, hallelujah, the glean to see what's happening, you know. But you're standing on the promises of God all your life, the promises that cannot fail. And that's what we call reliable stones, hallelujah to God. And you accidentally delivered to Texas this morning, and it was a blessing. I feel uplifted and encouraged because you just don't know who's going through at the time, as you mentioned, hallelujah to God. And I thought about all the shootings and stuff that you said in our neighborhood. You covered a wide range of things, and you know we have a witness within ourselves. We have eyewitnesses and news that bring us into that. People's children have gotten killed. They were just in the house playing, hallelujah to God, and a stray bullet just came through the window, hallelujah, and took a life. So with that, we encourage the prayers and going on into this weekend as you have as invited us to come in and to fast, hallelujah to God, that we're looking for a great move of God. So I appreciate it. I was in the other room there, and I didn't realize that I left the phone here on the bed. But I thank God for you. I thank God for the word. Thank for everyone that's here on the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle Horst. We are glad you got something out of it. I'm sorry.
I just want to say I did get something out I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah,
I'm part of my house. You don't hear that well. But I was saying that I did get something out of the word today as you was teaching that God don't want us to be sad and broke down. And when we cast our cares on him, when we study and pray that we give him the word, I mean, say, when we pray
and give it to him. Don't go back and snatch it back, you know. And I kind of drift off for a minute, but I did receive what you were saying.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Sister Lois. We appreciate that. Yes, ma'am. Glad you got something out of it today. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're at the top of the hour, so we're glad for everyone who's here today, and we pray that you will continue to keep your eyes on the Lord and continue to grow in the things of God. That's what we want to do, is continue to grow. And many times we just need to be refreshed. You know, we hear the word of God, and many times it just needs to be put back in our minds what he's speaking to us. And so I pray that the Lord will continue to bless each and every one of us. And I decree that we are continuously humble ourselves and we pray. I decree that we seek the face of God as we go through our fast starting on tomorrow. I decree that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because God is with me. And I decree that we cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. Everybody be blessed. I love you. And I decree that the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.